Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
This episode is brought to you by Lumen, a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Do you find yourself staring at those fine lines and dark circles in the mirror? Meet Lumen Skin's Dark Circle Defense Balm, a lightweight gel with caffeine to brighten and smooth skin, and lemon extract to cleanse and rejuvenate, evening out those dark spots. Try Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm for free. Visit lumenskin.com/Elvis for your trial. Say goodbye to the fine lines and under-eye bags, and hello to a refreshed you.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and if you want to score adult tickets at child prices, you need UndercoverTourist.com. They're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. These are the real deal. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. I am so excited for you to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new Cinnamon Pull-Apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery-inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet, warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey-gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull-Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
All right, let's go around the room. Of course, it's the NCL Innovation Lounge room where there's not, I don't hear any innovation going on over there.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
He's working on the. Oh. Those are the new silk sheets.
Yep.
They're just now getting those soft enough.
Sound lovely.
They're a little loud. All right, Gandhi.
Yeah.
We'll start with you, Gandhi. Let's hit the music for around the room. And there is Gandhi. What's going on?
Hi. Okay, I just want to say to people, don't tell people there's a safe space to have a conversation if there's not a safe space.
What do you mean?
Yesterday at dinner, you guys told me there was a safe space. I could ask all my questions.
Nope.
And then I got yelled at about my questions. So I'm just saying, safe spaces should be safe, and that is all.
I agree with her because I was helping add to the questions.
Yeah.
And we were not getting any answers that we wanted, and I don't think that was nice.
Okay, well, I mean, without...
I know.
Without elaboration, it doesn't really make sense.
Okay. It did make sense. Just, if it's a safe space, let it be a safe space.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, this is not a safe space.
I know.
Hey, Froggy, what's up with you?
You know how your shower head at home is always the best shower no matter where you go?
We were just testing shower heads down the hall a few moments ago.
That's my point.
What?
So usually when I travel, I always look forward to going back home because I'm like, yeah, my shower head at home is always better. However, I can honestly say that I have never, and Scary will attest to this, I have never in my life taken a better shower with a better shower head experience than the one on Bliss.
Norwegian Bliss. That's
I'm
the
telling
one.
You right now.
That's the shower head.
It is the greatest shower head in the history of shower
can
heads.
Can you ask them what it was? Because you probably could get it.
I'm going to find out while we're here in the Innovation Lounge.
I bet they have some in the back.
I bet you they do as well. So I just want you to know that is the best shower in the entire world. I know where it exists.
There's nothing better than getting up in the morning, especially the hour we get up, and you go to the shower and you find yourself in there for like 45 minutes.
Yes. Real water pressure. You don't have to run around to get wet. I'm telling you, it was amazing.
Scary, what's up with you?
Well, you know you're a true friend to somebody when you can go forever without speaking to them. And then when you finally do speak to that person, you just pick up right where you left off. One of my buddies I hadn't spoken to in a couple of years, I'm like, oh my God. So it says something about your relationship and your friendship. And I wanted to just say that seeing Froggy today. I hadn't seen you in a while.
Nope.
And same situation. It's like, we don't really hang out.
We don't.
But like, I wish we had more time because I know you gotta run after the show. But it's kind of cool that you can just pick up where you leave off.
Yep, I agree. I love you, Scare.
Right, I love you too.
On the other hand, there are those friends who guilt you.
Yeah.
You never call.
I haven't heard from you in forever.
You're not a good friend.
I thought we were friends.
Those make me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Not in this case.
The guilters.
Exactly.
We actually enjoy each other.
Exactly.
Yes.
Hey, Senior Nate.
Okay. One of the great things about what we do is we get to meet so many interesting people. Thank you, Danielle.
You're
taking
welcome.
Fuzz off my back. we meet so many interesting people, and I now know what it's like to be a big brother. Because I'm the youngest of three. I'm the youngest brother. I have two older brothers. But Dennis, our new friend from NCL, he's not here. Oh, there he is.
Right, he's here.
I was giving him life lessons. I was giving him advice.
Which is Dennis, not, disregard. Don't take good. Any of it.
You are not a good life lesson teacher.
Oh, my God.
Was I good? Yeah, see, look at that. I got a thumbs up from Dennis. I now know. And we've got check-ins on the calendar. We're going to keep each other accountable.
I'll tell you why this scares me, because my son is going to be in New York for the summertime, and he can't wait to hang out with Nate and Scary.
We go. So I got a new bra.
No,
little bra, little bra. Right,
you,
over got,
you act like it's a little brother. You're like a grandpa. young fella.
I'm full of wisdom. Yeah. I've got nothing but wisdom to impart.
That's what you're full of? I don't think that's what you're full of.
But you come across as a really sweet guy, and you are at times. But you were such a shyster.
Yeah.
I'm not. What are you talking about, shyster?
We did say that at the table last night.
Am I a shyster?
Somebody said, who's the biggest shyster? I said, Nate.
Because you take these shortcuts in life. You rip people off.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You do shysty things.
He said he's from Los Angeles.
I have. Give me an example. What am I shysting?
I'm not going to get into it here, but you have.
This is not a safe space.
About how to rip off the system, how to steal things while shopping in grocery stores. You do it all.
What are you talking? That's Danielle.
No, not anymore. You now.
Let's move on to Danielle. Danielle.
Okay, I simply want to thank Victoria Beckham this morning. Why? Oh. Because she keeps posting these pictures of David Beckham without his shirt on. And then she also writes under the post, you're welcome. So, thank you, Victoria Beckham. Sharing with the world is just the kindest thing you can do. And I thank you very much. That's all.
Thanks, Victoria.
Thanks, Victoria.
I'm going to go look.
See?
You're a little sleazy.
You know what I don't... When we were at dinner last night, they were handing out dessert spoons. Everybody got a small little baby dessert spoon, except Danielle. She got a full size monster spoon. I'm like, they know you got the biggest mouth. That's why they gave you the biggest spoon.
You shut up over there. They gave you a small spoon because you shouldn't need any more desserts. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something here.
This is not a fun conversation.
It's not a safe space, Connor.
We are not innovating.